This is Airing the Addisons, an urban family talk.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence, bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile fingers sent to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart. Sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God, welcome to
Revitalizing the spirit, restoring our community. Urban Family Talk.
Airing the Addisons. Promoting truth.
And so many of us, if we're honest about it, Will, we work overtime to avoid ever having to need God.
Wisdom.
We should see our kids as our disciples, ones who we pour into as Christians. We lead them to Christ.
And empowerment.
When we survey the landscape, and all of the foolishness that makes the headlines that we discuss on this show in large part, I believe, man, they can point directly back to a loss of fear of God.
And now we go into the thick of it.
Uh-oh.
Erina Addisons.
On Urban Family Talk, welcome to hour two. And we only have an hour, so I want to just get right into it straight away. I'll just say this. I'm Miki.
And I'm Will.
Sherry B's over in Studio CC. If you're listening to us, you're in the Turban. We welcome you to the Turban, urbanfamilytalk.com, urbanfamilytalk.com. It's important to let you know that we are a ministry division of the American Family Association. And in this hour, we're going to talk about some of the information that many of us don't know. And I got to tell you, even as a person who looks into this, and we've covered many stories here and there, you know, the little salt and pepper stories of what's going on inside our government. What's going on with these people that we've said, man, they're communists, or we've said they're socialists, you know, and it just sort of kind of gets lost right now in the wind.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same weight. Like, people just kind of don't care. I'm hoping that after this hour with our guest, Trevor Loudon, I'm hoping that people will care, and I'm hoping that people will go and watch the documentary. I myself have watched it 1¾ times. one and three quarter. Just want people to understand I'm trying to be accurate here.
That's very accurate.
Very accurate. Yeah. My second time through taking notes. Just it's so unbelievable. I'm, you know, I don't, people know, you know, I'm not often speechless like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not often watching with my mouth just kind of gaping. But as I watched this documentary, I just could not believe is compelling. But so much of this is done in an open and blatant fashion that you would go, how in the world?
Yeah, like,
how is there not an uprising of the people who understand what's
ignorant? Yeah. We don't know. That's on purpose.
It's on purpose. Yeah. It's on purpose. We're going to get into it today. There is much to cover. If I forget, somebody remind me that I want to ask Trevor about the education department. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And then he's got another documentary coming up where he's going to talk about how the churches have been rendered powerless in the United States. We're going to talk about all of that, and we only got an hour to do it. So before we get into it, before I introduce Trevor, I want to just, can we run this soundbite here?
Let's go.
Okay, let's do it.
The cleverest thing the devil ever did was to convince people he doesn't exist.
Have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
The FBI is not allowed to be concerned about these issues anymore.
Your Constitution warns you to guard against enemies, foreign and domestic.
You've got an infiltration of our entire government.
There are congressmen who have actively colluded with the enemy.
Most congressmen on the left could not pass a security check whatsoever.
Andre Carson has had long-standing ties to organizations and operatives sworn to the destruction of our country.
This is our last stand.
Back when I was a young communist, I was potentially one of the most dangerous people on the planet.
Anybody who calls for comprehensive immigration reform, in my judgment, is trying to get the MVP award from ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
It was the communists who created the radical Islam.
These are the stories that the enemies in your government and in the mainstream media do not want you to hear.
Could Hillary Clinton pass an FBI security check?
She's in a position where she can be blackmailed for her behavior, and then there's nothing that she won't do to get what she wants.
As a sworn law enforcement officer, Hillary Clinton is a domestic threat.
These are the enemies within.
The documentary, The Enemies Within, is one of the more compelling documentaries that you will watch as we wrap up this year, and probably you'll take it with you into the next year. It profiles 20 senators and more than 100 representatives and their ties to Communist Party USA, Democratic Socialist of America, Workers World Party, the Institute for Policy Studies, Council for a Livable World. I hadn't even heard of that one. And other radical anti-American organizations. And these organizations are alive and active in our country. There is so much, I believe, that's going to make sense to our listeners today. All of the unrest, all of the anarchy that we have been seeing, all of the calculated, concerted efforts to overthrow our government. And people think that this is sort of get your tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
But this is really happening.
Man.
And I believe that Trevor's going to make some connections for us, because I think there are people who hear communism, but then they also hear Islamism, and they're like, they don't know how to reconcile those two things. Well, Trevor Loudon does that in this documentary, and let me just introduce him. He's an author, filmmaker, and public speaker from Christchurch, New Zealand, and for more than 30 years, he's researched the radical left, Marxist, and terrorist movements, and their covert influence on mainstream politics. But I would say, certainly after watching this documentary, Trevor, that it's not as covert as we think. In fact, they almost bank on the ignorance of the American people. And so a lot of this stuff is done quite publicly. Trevor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Look, thanks, Mickey, and thanks, Will. It's great to be on. And you're absolutely right. What they rely on, the radical left relies on, is the fact that most of the mainstream media tilts to the left and will always cover for them, will never investigate their activities. And so the public is largely unaware of what these guys are up to, even though they are very, very active.
Let's talk about what the agenda is. You know, there are people who hear terms like communists, they hear terms like Marxist, and certainly with Bernie Sanders, they heard Democratic Socialist, and all of these things sort of became things that were obscured in our conversations. What are the stated goals and objectives of these people?
Well, look, if you look at Democratic Socialists of America, your largest Marxist communist group, they've got about 30,000 members around your country. They have a chapter there in Mississippi, or two chapters in Mississippi, and they work with your congressmen and your state senators. And their stated goals are the abolition of all private business. So that's everything, you know, so total state control of business. They want to empty all of the prisons, so no criminal can be put away in jail. They want complete government control of your thought processes. They want complete, enforced equality for all, and they want the destruction of Christianity. They want the same things that the Bolsheviks wanted when they took over Russia in 1917, the same things that Castro wanted when he took over Cuba, and the same things that Mao Zedong wanted when he took over China, the abolition of all opposition to their totalitarian ideas.
And there are so many people, Trevor, here's the thing that concerns me so. There are people who not only are they uninformed, but they have sort of become highly useful to these groups and to these organizations. And you have interviewed people who are former employees of our federal government, and these people know what they're talking about. One of the things expressed in the documentary, and you kind of touched on this in listing what the goal and what the objectives are and then how you achieve that. One of the things that we know is that for the left, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution, as someone said in your documentary. So when we're talking about how they get to this end, where they're headed, what they are using are these various uprisings. They're using sort of the social collapse of morality in this country. How is it that they are able to be so successful?
Well, because they have no real media who are investigating them. The radical, the most of the media tilts to the left. The left took over the journalism colleges after World War II, and they started pumping out thousands of left-wing, socialist-leaning journalists. And then they invented the term McCarthyism to terrify anybody who would dare to bring up the subject. Look, I'll just bring up in your state, in Mississippi right now, you've got a state rep called Kathy Sykes, who's got a big campaign going to take the Confederate flag out of the Mississippi flag. Mm-hmm. And she's campaigning all over the country. Kathy Sykes is a card-carrying leader of the Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism, a breakaway group from the Communist Party USA. She's a communist. She's a card-carrying communist.
Wow.
Serving in the Mississippi State Legislature, trying to stir up racial discontent. The issue is not the issue. The issue is the revolution. She doesn't care about the flag. She cares about causing discontent.
And she's
working very closely with Benny Thompson, one of your reps, congressman from your state, who serves on the Homeland Security Committee, who has a long-time connection to communist Cuba, has worked with the Communist Party USA since the 1980s, and is working with Kathy Sykes on this campaign.
Wow.
And then you've got Chokwe Anta Lumumba, who now is the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, who was elected with the help of the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, a Maoist group, and Democratic Socialists of America, and is basically now working on turning Jackson, Mississippi, into a little Havana in the Deep South so they can spread their ideas and spread their community organization and agitation throughout the South. So this is just in Mississippi, and you're one of the reddest states around. So this is endemic in all over the country. We say there's 100 members of your House of Representatives and 20 members of the Senate who couldn't pass a basic FBI background check because they are so involved in neo-communist groups or Muslim Brotherhood groups or both. But the bad news is there are no background checks in Congress or the Senate whatsoever, none at all, and your enemies have used that to their advantage.
Mm.
And you know what? I want to make sure that we go back to that, because as we wrap up at the end of this hour, I know that there are three calls to action at the end of your documentary. And I want to make sure we go back to that, because it has to do with calling for and demanding background checks. I mean, when you think about this, this is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It almost makes you feel like some of the discussions that we're having become jokes in our culture, because there's no real enforcement. There is no real respect for our Constitution. There's no real respect for our safety. One of the things that really grabbed my attention was this past weekend with the Civil Rights Museum opening in Jackson, was that CARE was involved in that and supporting people rebelling against that the president was showing up. CARE is saying, you know, yeah, we support you guys revolting against the president. One of the things that you do an amazing job of in the documentary is making the connection between the Islamist agenda and the communist agenda. And we're about to go to break here, but when we come back, I want to pick up with that, because I want people to understand how this is all interconnected and people are having a hard time making these connections. And because of that difficult time, they believe that it's nothing. But I want to make those connections this morning. Trevor Loudon is our guest. He is the producer and director of The Enemies Within. You can go to Trevor Loudon, L-O-U-D-O-N, L-O-U-D-O-N.com. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
What does it take to live an uncommon life? Here's former Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy with today's uncommon moment.
Woody Allen is quoted as saying, 80% of success in life is just showing up. Some of the best times with family are unplanned, the times when you're just present, when you show up. When I was coaching, too often the demands of my job stole time from my family. Sometimes it was unavoidable. Other times, I simply scheduled too much of my time at work. But as time passed and the children got older, I changed. Do you need to change? Spend time with your family and loved ones, for no reason at all but to be there. You'll witness miracles you might otherwise miss forever.
Tony Dungy, author of the popular Uncommon book series. Discover more at CoachDungy.com. That's CoachDungy.com.
When I applied for a government job.
Stacy Washington.
And so to this day, I don't eat green beans. If they bring me a plate of food at a restaurant and they've substituted green beans for some other vegetable because the other vegetable is out of season, I will make them bring me a saucer and remove the green beans from my plate and take them off of the table because I cannot abide green beans. And so Chuck Schumer and the Democrats have to sit down to the table and it's loaded up high with green beans and they have to stay there until they've eaten them all. That's the table they set. They boiled the green beans, they picked them, they snapped them, they put them into the steamer, they've cooked them, they seasoned them with salt and pepper, and now they're on the table with a little side of butter, and that's all they're getting, and they're gonna have to eat these until they win.
Stacy on the Right, weekday afternoons at 2 Central on Urban Family Talk. Wielding the straight edge of scripture, you're listening to Airing the Addisons. On Urban Family Talk.
Anybody know that he's an awesome God? Song says,
you are so great and mighty.
You're my heart's desire.
Are my heart's desire.
You're my strength and power.
Are my strength and power.
Song says, you are an awesome God.
When I apply for a government job, you fill out various forms. The forms that I filled out many years ago for government positions asked extensive questions about your background and your ideological affiliations. It could be from far right Nazi to far left communist or anything in between. The government wanted to know whether you were going to be a loyal citizen and uphold the Constitution. Today, they hardly ask you anything, so people basically can lie.
Most people think that the communists' infiltration of your government is a thing of the past.
You're not allowed to talk about communism. And if you do, you're called crazy and insane. So that tends to quiet you. I call that censorship through ridicule.
The Berlin Wall fell down. So why are you talking about a communist strategy in America? And isn't right. that a bit far-fetched for most people to swallow?
Unfortunately, it is. They've done a very, very good job
of deceiving the American people.
This couldn't have happened without the Soviet Union collapsing. Took away the image of the enemy, said the Soviet, Georgi Arbatov.
The collapse of the Soviet Union has actually advanced the communist cause around the world.
Collapse is part of their attack, exactly.
Welcome back to Erin the Addisons on Urban Family Talk, a ministry division of the American Family Association. And folks, look, one of our greatest desires is to make sure that you would be informed, that you would know what's happening around you. And if I could go a step further, that you would care.
Yeah.
That you would hear what's going on around you and that you would care. And to that end, we have as our guest this morning, Trevor Loudon, who has directed and produced the documentary, The Enemies Within. He is from Christchurch, New Zealand, and for more than 30 years, he's researched the radical left, Marxist and terrorist movements and their covert influence on mainstream politics. This information both excites and overwhelms me at the same time. I don't know if people can understand that. When you look at it, and I want to encourage people to watch the documentary, I want to encourage people to get informed and then to care about the information that you have. America's largest communist organization boasts of 7,000 members and 60 chapters nationwide, the Democratic Socialists of America. We were talking about people who are serving this country, people in our Congress who would not pass federal background checks. Trevor, let's talk about that. What do we know?
Well, look, and Democratic Socialist America has actually gone up to 30,000 members now, 31,000 members. They've got over 200 chapters, including two in Mississippi. They cover every state but South Dakota right now. And they are infiltrating the Democratic Party. They're running their own candidates. They supported Doug Jones, who just won the election in Alabama. And they just elected Randall Woodson, their comrade to the mayoralty of Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham mayor, yeah.
He's the mayor of Birmingham, Alabama. So what we're basically saying is they are targeting Congress and the Senate, and they have managed to infiltrate a whole bunch of their people into the Senate and the Congress, which is why you have a nuclear deal with Iran, which is why you had Obamacare pushed down your throat, which is why you have the huge push for immigration amnesty, which is why the American military has been gutted over the last years, 8 years, which is also why you have normalization of relations with Cuba, why you cannot drill your own oil, et cetera. So what happens, the communists set a policy and might be, say, normalization of relations with Cuba or Obamacare. The communists, the small groups of communists, they control the labor union movement, so they make it union policy, and the unions effectively control the Democratic Party, so they make it Democrat policy. When Obama was in power, about 40,000 communists, by controlling the labor unions, were actually dictating the policies of the Democratic Party, which controlled the lives of 320 million Americans.
Mm.
But that was going, and it's still there now under Trump. He hasn't drained the swamp sufficiently to stop these people pushing their agenda.
Mm. Let's talk about that a little bit, because you said something in a recent interview, and I appreciated that you said this. I think for a lot of people who are involved in our political process, we understood that, you know, we're not like huge fans of Donald Trump. We understand the character flaws, and we were able to look at his history and say, you know what, man, if we could have a better candidate who was willing to do what he stated he was willing to do, then probably you would have chosen him. But there is something that scares communists to death about Donald Trump. There is something that caused all of the forces of evil, as it appeared, to kind of descend on Donald Trump and his policies. What is it about this president that makes him different from any other Republican president?
Yeah, and I agree with your assessment there, too. And he was not my first choice in the primaries, believe me. But he's there now, and he's been doing some good stuff, and he's our only chance. See, this is the communist plan. Their biggest plan for taking complete power is this. They reason there are... See, Hillary Clinton promised to amnesty every illegal immigrant in the country within 100 days of taking office. Now, just think that through a little bit. There are between 12 and 30 million illegals in the country. We know that if they get citizenship and voting rights, they will vote at least 80% Democrat. Mm. That will give the Democrats between 10 and 24 million new voters. Now, considering that Mitt Romney lost his election by 2.5 million votes and Donald Trump won his election by 200,000 votes, you can understand the implications of amnesty. Amnesty will mean a one-party state in America. The Democrats will rule forever, and the Democrats are controlled by the unions and the communist movement now. This is not the Democratic Party of Harry Truman anymore, you know, or JFK. Mm-hmm. They have been taken over. Now, I don't let the Republicans off the hook by any means,
right?
But we have to accept what's happened there. So the Democrats and the communists are freaking out about Trump, because if he stops amnesty and if he moves to deport a whole lot of illegal aliens out of the country, that takes away one of their main weapons for taking over. The other thing that really freaks them out, see, if you're a Marxist, Democrat, you believe you own the black population.
Come
you
on now.
Own the white union workers in Pennsylvania and Ohio. You own the Latinos. They think in these terms. Mm-hmm. If you're black, you have to be a Democrat.
Come
if you're
on,
a Latino,
Trevor.
You have to be a Democrat. Now, when Donald Trump went to the black communities and said, "I don't see a lot of prosperity in your inner city, guys. Why don't you vote for me? What have you got to lose?" Mm-hmm. A lot of them did. Mm-hmm. And when he went to the white union guys out in Pennsylvania and Ohio and said, "Well, look, I don't see a lot of industry here. We're going to bring back, the Democrats and NAFTA have wrecked your economy. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring back the industry." A lot of them people said, "Heck yeah." So the Democrats understand that if Donald Trump is successful and revitalizes the economy mm-hmm. and stops illegal immigration, and so young black kids can actually get jobs again.
Come on,
Joe. That'll destroy their base for 50 years.
Mm. Yes.
They're done.
Yes.
So they have to destroy Trump. They absolutely have to destroy Trump because their survival is at stake.
Wow. Let's go back. Let's hang out here just a little bit, because you're hitting on all cylinders here, and this is a discussion I like to lean in on. When you talk about the Marxist belief that you own certain people groups, that those people groups are yours, let's talk about the Democrat move. This and they've been successful, though, Trevor. Like, why would they change their function? Why would they change their methods? This belief that you own black people. If you are black, you must vote Democrat, even though you can look around your communities. Even though you can look at where you live and see the destruction, let's talk about the end game, because I think that there are some black people listening to you right now, Trevor, and they're saying, "Yeah, but why would, how could they hurt us? Why would they hurt us?" Let's talk about why these unions would undermine what they say they stand for, the working class. The policies that they support do not actually help the working class, just as the policies that Democrats support do not actually help black people.
No, look, the Democrats rely on dependency and welfare to keep them in power. They don't want people to rise up. They don't want people to get richer.
Man.
The poorer they are, the more servile they are, the more they will stick with the Democratic Party to get a few crumbs off the table.
Come on.
And if you think back, and then here's the proof in the pudding. You know, all these union guys out there vote Democrat because mm-hmm. they think the Democrats are going to stick up for them. Well, 30 years ago in America, it was the unions who were most actively opposed to illegal immigration. They had people on the border to stop illegals coming across. They were constantly lobbying Congress to to clamp down on any employer caught employing illegals, because mm-hmm. they understood that illegals would undermine their wages and conditions and take their jobs. That was the union and the Democratic Party position. But in 1994, the communists, through Democratic Socialists of America, elected John Sweeney as president of the AFL-CIO, and he was a Marxist. He was a member of Democratic Socialists of America. Mm-hmm. He took out the anti-communist clause from the AFL-CIO's constitution. The communists came flooding back into the labor movement. They took it over. They now completely control SEIU and AFSCME and NEA and United Auto Workers, and they changed the immigration policy of the unions. Instead of fighting illegal immigration, they changed to promoting amnesty. Now, this wasn't to help the American workers. Mm-hmm. This was to give the Democrats a one-party state. So they worked actively to flood the country with illegals, even though they knew it was destroying the jobs of their own members and basically taking away the jobs from the inner cities and agricultural jobs that would traditionally belong to low-income Americans. They flooded the country. They didn't care what it did to their own members. They didn't care what it did to Americans, because they wanted 8, 10, 12, 20 million new votes for the Democrats so they could have complete power forever, so they could rule over this country forever and a day. That's how cynical they are. Mm. They don't give a cuss for the American worker. All they want is power. And if you think voting Democrat's going to improve your lot, unfortunately, that's not the way it is anymore.
And the thing is, though, Trevor, if people would just step back, they would be able to clearly see that it never has. They would be able to, that actually doesn't even have to be embedded in the documentary. If they would just look around, you know, my question is always, have the policies made you better? Hmm. Have they helped you? Have they assisted in your way of living for the last 20 years? We have a cycle in the black community that when somebody stands up and says, wait, this is actually bad, guys, they're demeaned, they're denigrated. Or you're an Uncle Tom. And I'm saying, look around at these policies. Look at the sinister moves. We came very close to electing a socialist in this country, and people were burn one for Bernie. Go ahead.
Yeah. Look, Bernie Sanders is not he's, you know, the difference between Bernie's democratic socialism and communism? It's about 5 to 10 years.
Mm.
You know, Bernie Sanders is a communist. It works with the Communist Party USA. He believes in the abolition of private business. He has worked with ultra-radical groups his entire life and is basically sucking people in. Honest Bernie is garbage. He is a complete and utter committed communist.
Wow.
And he's got all these young people eating out of his hand,
mm-hmm. yes.
thinking he's basically the second coming. You know, and he's a liar. And this is communists cannot win by telling you the truth.
That's right.
They have to sugarcoat the pill. And the communists want power. That's all they want. They want power over you. And they have taken over the unions. They've taken over the Democratic Party. They've taken over the NAACP in many states.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to keep you down. That's what they want to do, and keep you voting for the candidates they tell you to vote for.
You've got a clip of Bernie Sanders in the documentary in 1985 talking about people lining up for food is a good thing.
This is good, because in Cuba you have to line up for food. Well, that's a good thing, says Bernie, because in other countries people just starve. This guy is insane.
And he
almost became the president.
I'm telling you, if people really understood what was going on, if they really understood these evil forces operating behind the scenes, it would be so chilling. You now have young people who believe that socialism, or to be a socialist, is something that is desirable, that is almost seen as progressive. How is it that these people have been so largely successful, even in public perception, Trevor?
Well, you've got to look at the fact that you have a Department of Education out of Washington, which is controlled by socialists and Marxists, which now controls the education of every kid in the country. And they are pumping them full of socialist propaganda like you wouldn't believe. Young kids grow up to hate their country. They believe that socialism is cool. They believe the founding fathers were nothing but a bunch of greedy slave owners who gave America nothing. And the whole history of this country has been distorted for millions of young people. So they're really easy meat for the revolution. They really don't understand their history or what made America great or the free enterprise system or how this country has lifted billions of people out of poverty. They just see the worst aspects of America. That's what's put down their throat. So they are easy meat for the Bernie Sanders and the Hillary Clintons of the world.
Is that what causes you to say that if given the opportunity, you would dismantle the Department of Education? Is that why you have
Absolutely. If there's one thing, if I was president for an hour and I could only do one thing, that is what I would do. You know, because, you know, you had the finest public education system in the world for 200 years. You know, I think a young kid in the poorest part of Mississippi 30 years ago, 40 years ago, would have got a far better education than the kids in the richest schools in the country today. You know, easily.
Wow.
And they are indoctrinating. Public schools now are indoctrination centers.
Yep.
Their history syllabuses are corrupt. Even their mathematics are corrupt. And this is distorting the minds of our youth. And if
That's
we don't
amazing.
Turn that around pretty quickly, we're going to lose this.
That's amazing. I mean, even when you say even their math, because you're thinking that ones and zeros have got to be neutral, right? You can't indoctrinate with that. But word problems, you can choose your language and your word problems. So you're telling me that even down here in the South, that where we've got Christian teachers in our public schools, are you telling me that they're still at the mercy of our Department of Education?
Well, exactly. They still have to teach the curriculum. They still have to teach, you know, Common Core type values.
Mm-hmm.
Common Core is just socialism. That's all it is. So you've got, you know, I've got a friend in Iowa who sent his young daughters to a very, what he thought was a very conservative Christian school to keep them out of the public schools. So he goes and they start bringing home their history books. And it's all about labor unions. It's all about Cesar Chavez, who was a Marxist. It's all about all these Marxist memes.
And you said this was a private Christian school.
And he's paying a lot of money for this.
Wow.
Hey, Trevor, let me grab the break. Let's pick up with this when we come back. Trevor Loudon, trevorloudon.com. We're going to grab the break. We'll be right back.
I'm Will Addison, director of Urban Family Talk. We desire to be a movement of time tellers. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, the sons of Issachar were men who had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do. In these perilous times, God is raising up a people of discernment who will see, pray, and act. We sound the alarm as watchmen. We cry aloud that God's people may be activated for his service. Join the movement at urbanfamilytalk.com.
This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson. You know, the carol, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, is an English translation of a Latin hymn that was sung during Advent and Christmas. The text goes back to at least the 18th century and perhaps much earlier, while the music goes back to the 15th century. O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Emmanuel means God with us. Even before the coming of Christ, we see passages in the Old Testament that remind us that God was with Israel.
In 1 Kings 8, we read, "Praise the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the wonderful promises he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us or abandon us." In Psalm 46, we read that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. One of the most visible reminders of God's presence was during the Exodus. God was with the Israelites as a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of smoke by day. His presence was with them in the tabernacle and later in the temple in the Holy of Holies. But the most important aspect of Emmanuel is found in the New Testament. John tells us in his gospel, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." This is the miracle of the incarnation. God put on human flesh and came to Israel so that he might give his life for all of us. Paul writes to Timothy, "Here is the great mystery of our religion. Christ came as a human." This is what we celebrate at Christmas. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.
Get Vex. You're listening to Ari the Addisons on Urban Family Talk.
Council for a Livable World has been able to influence US defense policies for decades. The Council also claims to have influenced several major arms limitation treaties signed with the Soviet Union or Russia, all of which benefited Moscow and damaged the United States. But is this just boasting? How successful has the Council for a Livable World actually been?
From ratifying the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty and START to establishing a nuclear testing moratorium here at home, to the Chemical Weapons Convention, and to this very day, your support and guidance during our recent effort to ratify New START.
Never in my lifetime did I believe I would witness this great country of ours being withdrawn from our world leadership role and taken down by our own administration.
The American military of today is not the American military of the first Persian Gulf War. People remember how we managed to move vast numbers of troops and material and supplies. We were using the Ronald Reagan legacy of our preparedness to prosecute a World War III in NATO Europe, and we actually used it during the first Persian Gulf War. And, it was so impressive, and these advanced technologies were so impressive. And most Americans today still think, I believe, that we have those kinds of capabilities, but we don't.
You're decimating our capabilities, so that today we're winding up with the smallest army prior to World War II, the smallest navy prior to World War I. And just to give you an example of what we're competing against, the Chinese are building 60 ships a year. We're building 10, 9.
Our Navy is smaller now than any time since 1917. Our Air Force is older and smaller than any time since it was founded in 1947.
Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets.
He's mocking.
Yeah, he's
mocking. But this is a part of the agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
This is it. So you reduce the size of our military, you reduce the effectiveness of our military, then you staff our military, if you will, with people who are sexually confused and have mental disabilities. And then we are to believe that we are stronger. We are to believe that we are a more perfect union. Like, I mean, it's remarkable what's going on right in front of our eyes. If people would just kind of take a step back. Trevor Loudon is our guest. We're talking about his documentary, The Enemies Within. I cannot recommend that you watch it enough. In fact, I would say this, you need to watch it with someone because you need someone to look over at when you're shocked. You don't want to be watching that by yourself because there's not going to be anybody for you to look over at and go, what? Did you just see that? You know, so you need to watch it with someone. You can go to trevorloudon.com, trevorloudon.com, or you can go to enemieswithinmovie.com, enemieswithinmovie.com, or you can do what I did. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. Where else is it, Trevor? Where else can people watch it?
Well, it's you can get it on Amazon, but Amazon Prime is the easiest. But we encourage people to get the DVD, the hard copy, by going to enemieswithinmovie.com, because we want people to get copies and take it to their churches, or get family, friends around, or take it to their local, you know, just get people around and show them, you know, and get a little bit, you know, get 7 or 8 people in a room and serve them some food and sit them down and watch the movie.
That's good.
That's what we're encouraging people to do. So if they go and get it at enemieswithinmovie.com.
Enemieswithinmovie.com. Enemieswithinmovie.com. I remember a few years back, Trevor, in radio talking about the FBI changing its standards and changing its investigation of terrorists and you know, Islamic activity in this country. And I remember talking about that, and I remember talking about some of the FBI agents who were at the time, this is back in 2012, at the time were willing to come out and talk about how they felt powerless, how they felt, you know, they go into a situation and they can't even use their common sense in an investigation. They can't even say, well, hold on, this doesn't pass the smell test. You point out that all of these activities are meant to weaken our country. Can we make the connection here in this last segment that we have between the radical Islam and communist activity in this country? How do you reconcile those? Like, what does Russia and Iran have to do with each other?
Yeah, well, the Russians and the Iranians have been working together for 50 years. Most of the leaders of Iran were trained at the Patrice Lumumba School, the big communist training school in Moscow. And Moscow realized in the communist days that they could infiltrate Islam, infiltrate the mosques, like they have infiltrated Christianity in America, and turn Islam into a weapon against the West. So they set up the Palestine Liberation Organization. They funded and trained Hamas. The current leader of Al-Qaeda was trained in Russia in 1998. Most of the leadership of ISIS are former Soviet-trained Iraqi intelligence officers. So they are using Islam as a battering ram. Like, you know, and a lot of the Islamic leaders in America, the radicals, like Mihad Awad, the leader of CARE, was a member of a Soviet front group that supported the PLO before he set up CARE. Mm-hmm. You know, Linda Sarsour, the famous Linda Sarsour of New York, is a card-carrying Marxist with Democratic Socialists of America. So we see this here. We call it the Red-Green Axis, which is an alliance between radical Islam and communism to combine to defeat the West. And it is absolutely rampant. That's why CARE works with all these radical communist groups in this country. You will see the communists turning up at Muslim meetings, the Muslims turning up at communist meetings. Most of the leading American Muslim radicals are actually communist or pro-communist. And so we point that out in the movie. And I want to give one example. You know, you've got Andre Carson, who's the Muslim representative from Indiana, elected with Marxist help. His grandmother, who served before him, was a big fan of Cuba, very communist family.
Yeah,
but he is a Muslim. Now we've got him on tape in the movie. One of the most chilling parts of the movie, where he's at a Muslim Brotherhood front group conference in Connecticut in 2012, and he gets up in front of the audience and says, "We understand there are people here today watching us, watching us undercover, because you believe that we're here plotting to overthrow this country. Well, I say to you people watching us today, Allah will not allow you to stop us."
Wow.
Now, you understand, this guy serves on the Intelligence Committee of the United States Congress, which oversees the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, you name it. He oversees 16 intelligence agencies, but he's basically a Muslim Brotherhood supporter and a Marxist. Man. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Right. And it's amazing to me, Trevor, how we've allowed like these people to infiltrate so easily. It seemed like we have gotten away from the Constitution. We've gotten away, you know, from the protections of our country, you know. And over time, this has seemed like it's been like a longstanding plan, you know, to do this. And over time, it's just kind of whittled down, like year by year, you know, the security of our country. So much so that now all of these people are in the government.
Yeah, look, you know, what is your when you take an oath to defend the Constitution, when you join the military, you swear to defend the Constitution from all enemies, mm-hmm. foreign and domestic.
Yes.
But we've all taken our eye off the ball in the domestic thing. Look, you know, John Conyers out of Michigan, mm-hmm. Who's just now resigning in disgrace over sexual harassment claims. He's got a 50-year history with the Communist Party USA.
Mm.
He's a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
and was actively supporting the Workers' World Party, which are the people tearing down Confederate flags in Louisiana and mm-hmm. and North Carolina. They support North Korea and Cuba and Iran.
Wow.
And John Conyers is their supporter. It was John Conyers who abolished, when he was head of the Judiciary Committee in your Congress, who abolished the House American Unactivities Committee, the body that was supposed to be rooting the bad guys out.
Mm.
So the foxes are now guarding the chicken coop.
Yeah,
and there is no security checks left in Congress, none whatsoever. So your enemies are very easily able to penetrate your Congress, and the media is absolutely covering for them.
Let's talk about what Americans need to do. I don't want to run out of time, but there are at least three calls to action and maybe more. Why do we need to care about this, and what do we need to do as citizens of this country?
Well, I think we've got to do three critical things. We have to start a campaign to get security checks for congressmen and senators who want to serve on committees. In the Intelligence Committee or the Homeland Security Committee, you know, you have to get a background check to drive a school bus or to be a realtor, but you don't have to have one to serve on the Armed Services Committee or the Homeland Security Committee or the Intelligence Committee. We've got to change that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we have to do is to do what President Trump has promised to do, to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization in this country. Then the FBI could go after CARE and ISNA and ICNA and all their front groups that they use operate around the country. You know, the Muslim Brotherhood is the father of Hamas, mm-hmm. the father of ISIS, and the father of Al-Qaeda. Yet in America, it operates openly through a whole bunch of front groups, and your congressmen work with it all the time. And the third thing we've got to do is we have to get Christians voting.
Mm-hmm.
Christians are the biggest untapped voting bloc in the country. They could completely change the future of this country, yet millions of them don't even register to vote or don't even bother to vote. If Christians voted and voted their values, most of these problems would disappear.
Mm. Trevor,
but they
we've
have
only
relied
got...
on the fact that Christians are being told to not be involved in politics, to stay in their churches, and leave politics to the other guys.
Mm.
Well, we've seen where that's led us.
Yes, we do see, and we will continue to see if people don't get smart, if they don't rise up, and I would say if they don't operate with the discernment that they're supposed to have as Christians. Trevor Loudon, thank you so much.
We are supposed to be as wise as serpents, are we not?
That's
Amen.
Right. That's exactly right. EnemiesWithinMovie.com. EnemiesWithinMovie.com. You want to watch it, and then you want to watch it again. We got to grab the break. We'll be right back. Stay close.